Pride and Joy by Dee Williams. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. June 1934. It was Saturday afternoon, and Mary Harris and her best friend Liz were walking home from the biscuit factory in Rotherhithe where they worked. It was their half day, and, as ever, they were deep in conversation. As they neared the docks, they could see a group of men laughing at a small figure sitting in the gutter. To Mary's horror, she realised that the object of their amusement was her four-year-old half-brother, Eddie. She knew from the state of him that he'd been begging for food. He had jam in his hair and all round his face. The dockers were taking great delight in throwing him sandwiches, laughing when he missed catching the bread. "Eddie!" shouted Mary. "Come here!" As she started towards the boy, she saw her friend Liz turn and hurry away, obviously embarrassed by the situation. Eddie just grinned at his sister. But when she started to get closer, he got up and began to run on his stubby little legs. When she finally caught hold of him, to her shame, he spread himself on the ground and started screaming and pounding the pavement with his fists. Mary had to physically drag him to his feet.
"For God's sake, girl, leave the poor little sod alone," yelled one man. "Daft Eddie ain't hurting anyone."
The other dockers joined in, urging Mary to leave Eddie be. Finally, she got a strong grip on Eddie's arm, and they started to make their way home. As they struggled along, Mary's thoughts went back to 4 years ago. For the first 2 years after his arrival, Eddie had brought her family a great deal of happiness. With his big blue eyes, blonde hair, and funny little ways, he was idolised. He was a beautiful boy. But somehow, he was different to other children his age. He was always behind them when it came to learning new things, and he never grew.